You're listening to Munch, a podcast and website where we talk about guns, girls, and global domination. That's right, Xander Cage is back. I'm Ben.
I'm Andre.
I'm Leanna.
And this week we're talking about Triple X?
Yeah, I think it's called Triple X.
Triple X. XXX.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. They call him Triple X at one point. There was a scene, in the opera house, Samuel L. Jackson calls him X, Xander, and Triple X all in the same scene.
Do we know why?
I thought he was making fun of his tattoo.
Is that the whole thing?
I want to say that's his like TV persona, because he has his own little TV show that he records the videos for.
So he took on like the name of Triple X himself.
He
and
wanted
so everyone
to be...
just like says like, hey, you're Triple X, I'm calling you Triple X.
Xander
or just
said
X. Some people just call him X.
True.
Xander said, I literally want to be ungoogleable. I don't want people to be able to find me. I want people to be scared to look me up during work.
That is fair.
Yeah.
Because that happened to all of us this week.
Yeah, with the movie.
XXX movie.
No.
At google.com.
No.
No? All right. XXX length.
Yeah, that one didn't work.
Still cagey.
All right, okay.
XXX GIF? No,
don't do
definitely
that.
No.
Don't do that.
Definitely no.
XXX Vin Diesel?
The secret.
Success. Yeah. Success. Check Twitter. We found some real gems there. It's very good.
The secret is to include 2002 film. XXX 2002 film.
There it is.
That's the one. So, I figured that out after a couple bad Googles.
Oh, man. Can we... All right. This is just on my mind right now, but can we talk about that YouTube section?
Oh, God. That was so uncomfortable.
I was... like... Your dad sure saw that.
Wait, I didn't see it.
You didn't see the third movie.
I didn't see it. What was it?
Leanna, okay.
It was just like a small erect penis.
With like no hair. So, but this was also YouTube, which you can't see that material on.
We probably were one of like 40 people who saw it before it got pulled.
That was so awkward. I was just like, Andre, look for a return of Xander Cage. Just look for a return. Just like anything but what is currently on screen.
Oh my God, I had no idea. That's why it was so urgent.
That was the third thumbnail.
It was very awkward.
The first two were very similar.
It was very awkward.
Yeah.
I completely missed it.
Hopefully,
probably
you
for
and
the
everyone
best.
Else.
Because it also wasn't like a good penis any either way.
It looked like a clay model.
It probably was. Like, it wasn't
weird.
Good.
No. That's
there
how they got past.
Good
that's how they
about
got past
that.
The,
yeah,
like, the no. filter. It was
oh,
art.
Oh, here's my artwork.
Yeah.
This is my college art project.
My Triple X artwork.
Yeah.
This is a real commentary on society.
Yeah, and Xander Cage.
And Xander Cage. No, but it sounds like that was pretty awkward. But what I think was more awkward and that I actually remember was there's a scene where there's like Vin Diesel like walks
so
into
a
bedroom.
Yeah.
And then music changes. And there's just a woman doing like acrobatics on a bedpost.
That's called stripping.
And about a 1,000 candles.
And a 1,000 candles.
But like it wasn't just stripping. Like she was very serpentine like in
pole
her
dancing. Yeah. It was pole dancing.
It was pole dancing.
Yeah.
But
on the four-poster
but,
bed.
Okay, so we walk into this. Like this is happening. We're all a little shocked. There's silence in the room except for the music. And Andre turns to his dad, who is watching the movie with us tonight, and he says, "Dad, we've definitely seen this movie before."
He didn't remember. I did.
No, because he followed that up with, I do not remember seeing this movie.
I wouldn't show this to a 12-year-old.
The thing is, though, like, he might have said that for your mom's benefit, but she was passed out. Like, I don't even think she
I don't think he remembered the movie.
She fell asleep very
early. Yeah, I don't think she saw most of the movie.
So, let me clue the rest of the audience in. Andre's parents are up in town this weekend. We decide to watch Triple X with them.
Yeah, we stayed.
It's a good idea.
We stayed true
out.
To our schedule
it
despite
out very
their
well.
Visit.
No, it worked out very well. Delicious food.
Yeah.
Delicious drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Parents.
And parents.
And parents. The return of Xander Cage.
It was something.
Yeah, we should talk about food.
Yeah, that's a great segue into food.
All right.
So as I reiterated at the beginning of this episode, Guns, Girls, Global Domination, The Return of Xander Cage, which is a line we specifically like from the new threequel/sequel, if you forget about all that XXX State of the Union stuff featuring Ice Cube. So we decided to make a meal based off of that line alone.
Which was only in the teaser trailer.
Yeah, we watched two other trailers.
We thought that was like the tagline for the movie, but it seems like they're trying to make it disappear.
It's like really great.
It's a good line, yeah. That's what we latched onto.
It'd be very different if it was delivered by a man, but it's like delivered by a girl.
Yes, delivered by Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
And delivered by a woman, and it's like...
And it's also like the trailer too. There's like all these like really great shots of like women like doing really great action stunts too.
No, there's a lot of that.
Yeah,
in all honesty, like there's actually a moment with like a non-binary person and like an Indian woman, and they are firing.
Yeah, back to back.
They are both like dual wielding guns.
Pistols, yeah.
And it is, like, one of the most badass moments in that trailer.
And that was actually one of the scenes that was in every trailer we watched. Like, I think they knew. They were like, yeah, this is a good scene.
And that's such a weird, like, contrast. All right, yeah. we are getting ahead of
ourselves. What is that girl's name? The
Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose?
Yeah.
With her blue hair, she looked like a video game character, which came up a lot in this movie. I don't know. It was something about it that made me think, like, video game character.
That was a weird thing to like try and fit into this film. Like they
her having blue. Oh, video games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, a little bit.
I think it was like marketing positioning. They're like, our audience likes video games.
Specifically, mention PlayStation.
It at least twice. Sony gave us $20,000. We have to mention PlayStation at least once.
Was there a XXX video game?
That's a good question.
Let's talk about food. I'll get back to you on that.
You Google that. We're going to talk about food.
Okay.
Do you want to start with
guns?
I'll start with guns.
Okay.
So we decided to do some oyster shooter.
No, you don't Google XXX video game. As far as I can tell, they exist, but they're not based off this movie.
Wait, XXX video games exist?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not a movie based off on the video.
It's not based on the movie we watched.
All right.
Oh. Well,
it's based on a couple other movies.
Let's not go into that. All right. So,
well.
Guns. We decided... So, a lot of what we're doing here is... taking that initial line and twisting it in a way, because we look at that line and like it's a weird, has some weird context, like global domination, like, yeah, like, do you actually want to do that?
They wanted to in this movie, the guy, the vampire.
But like, it sounds like it's coming from a protagonist. So it's like a weird line.
Okay.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you're supposed to be a good guy and you want global domination? Okay. You do that, I guess. And then it's like also paired with girls, which is kind of specifically infantilizes them, and guns.
But again, it's not coming from a dude saying it, so it's a little different.
You are right.
But taken out of context could be, like, especially in an action movie.
And then if it's also completely actually taken out of that action movie and never actually seen in that, we will have to get back to you on that.
Yeah, we don't know how that line's
delivered. So,
yeah, no, we don't.
I'm talking about, let's talk about guns for a second.
Yeah.
I think we are all for gun control.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Guns are pretty easy to get in this country.
Maybe too easy.
Far too easy.
Far too easy.
Yeah.
So, we decided to twist that a little bit, and instead of specifically talking about guns themselves, let's talk about oyster shooters. So...
which are not easy to get as Andre can attest to, because he had to crack the shells of the oysters open.
Like,
oh yeah, I had never
multiple
done that.
Tools.
You need like an iron glove, which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
and like a special knife. And
there's not
it's
many
really
foods
hard.
Where you like you need to like get body armor on to get into and yeah. like get ready for.
Mm-hmm.
And oysters. You really have to fight it. Like you have to find that right little crack to get into with the knife and like jam it in there and twist it and like yeah. you like you feel like you succeeded just for one gulp. Like yeah. it's a lot of work for one gulp of
they
food.
Were good oysters though.
They were good oysters.
Yeah. Like I'm impressed that that Taylor Shellfish Farms creates a whole business around that. Like they yeah. have to be really good at shucking those things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Respect. It's not easy.
Yeah.
That was actually easy. Where I had my first oyster for your birthday.
That was your first oyster?
Yeah, remember? It was a big deal.
You were weirded out by them up to that point.
I was.
Yeah.
But they're good.
I didn't know that was your first oyster.
It was. Yeah.
Wow, that was... All right.
You made a big deal of it then, too.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, man. This it's is cool. My memory.
It's fine.
It's going. Fine. Sometimes you can forget an entire movie.
Sometimes. So we decided to make oyster shooters. Oysters in the bottom, topped with some cucumber and probably a little too much wasabi, if we want to be honest.
It was yeah. pretty fiery.
Top that off with some sake. Throw that back as a shooter. And it was actually pretty good. And
it was good.
It's an interesting sounding recipe, right?
Yeah.
So you would never guess it comes from mensfitness.com, which is a site that Vin Diesel probably frequents.
Or is frequently featured on.
Yeah.
Both ways.
I feel like he's like, I know Men's Fitness.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to go to yeah. Men's Fitness.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But like, we were all surprised to find this recipe. Because it's unique, it's different, and we were surprised to find it on Men's Fitness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good, though.
It was.
It was ultimately good. So that's
too much
guns.
Wasabi, but other than that.
That's guns.
That was us.
Who wants to talk about girls?
I can talk about girls.
Okay.
So, when we kind of started to go down this route about how we would represent each of these themes.
Which we had a lot of different ideas.
Yeah. For me, what came to mind for girls that's food related is eggs.
Yeah.
And specifically, what I was picturing was Thinx came out with this really iconic ad campaign a few years ago. And I want to say,
beautiful,
it went,
by the way.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I want to say it went viral in New York on the subway because some people thought it was like inappropriate or like pushing the... I could be totally wrong, but I think that's when it went viral.
Okay. I mean, they're very direct in how they talk about...
Yeah, it's these really great images of women wearing the product, which are these... it's
yeah,
like,
so Thinx underwear...
They're really,
for those who don't know, is...
Yeah, they're these really sleek, very nicely made, still sexy pairs of underwear that
yeah, like,
are appropriate for women on their period. So
they are
you can
great.
Wear them and feel dry and comfortable and not worry about leaking, and I own them. I'm actually wearing them right now. They're awesome.
They are really great.
I'm
and
surprised
also the ads-
it took someone so long to make these because it's like... Women everywhere should have yeah. them and should be able to wear something like that.
Like, I'm both surprised and also, unfortunately, not surprised. But
yeah,
yes.
No,
and also, another thing I want to call out is that in some of the ads, they feature a trans man, which is, like,
yeah,
incredible and, like, blows me away. And like, the graphic design and the photography of those ads is, like, something I am inspired by
yeah.
it, and like we try to kind of copy in this post and
yeah.
will not do justice.
No, but
inspired
like
by.
Kudos to Thinx.
Yeah.
Like it clearly stuck with us. And for me specifically, what made me think of eggs was they had like basically like a raw egg and it was like sliding off of a corner and it just captures everything.
Yeah.
Like if you have a period and you see that photo, you're just like, yep. I get it.
Like, hey, eggs are essentially a chicken's period.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
So we rolled with that,
yeah.
But made it a little more appetizing than what we were just talking about.
Yep. Yeah.
So we poached eggs, and we served
poached yolk, specifically.
Yeah. Specifically, because that's like the egg. Centerpiece.
Yeah.
And we served it on top of some cheesy polenta with pureed tomato and a garnish of parsley, and it was delicious.
Yeah, and like in a how we plated it is the pureed tomato adds an interesting red quality to the dish itself, which I think is very purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think overall, I'm actually really excited about this dish.
Yeah, me too. It tasted really good. I didn't see the shooting process, but afterwards Ben showed me how the yolk had split open, and
it
looks pretty great. I'm very excited, and it was delicious to eat.
Yeah, I think this is like probably one of the most one of the dishes I'm most excited for that we've done so far on Munch.
Yeah.
And also,
a good start to 2017.
Yeah, good start to 2017. And so, thinks, how do you spell that?
T-H-I-N-X.
Okay. So just for our audience, what, just one X.
Yeah, just one. Okay,
one X. So not triple X?
Not, thinks triple X.
Okay.
But just. Okay. With one X.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. People might have been confused. So yeah. I'm glad we clarified.
I was very confused for a second there. And then global domination.
You want me to talk about that? Or you want to?
Or do you want to talk about the drink?
Oh, yeah. You should talk about the drink.
You should talk about
it. Oh, yeah. Sure. Okay. You do global domination.
All right. So global domination. When you think of global domination, you think of a globe. And the quickest way to think of a globe for a dessert is to make a globe out of fondant and cake. Mm-hmm. And
there was, I think what inspired this was, I don't know if you still follow them, but I still follow this art blog called Colossal.
Okay.
And a few years ago, they had made.
Colossal's pretty great.
Yeah, they're pretty great. And they had featured, an artist who had baked a number of planets. Mm. And so these were like full cakes and they had like beautiful detailing.
Yeah.
Ours was a little more abstract, but, we made these little mini globes, marbled some blue and green fondant to cover them and, created little whipped cream clouds on them. And they were actually very, very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to pull up the company name, and I'm not finding it, unfortunately.
From Colossal?
Yeah, what the cake company is, to give them credit, but
we can mention it in the blog for sure. Yeah. Like,
really cool stuff, and we do not do it justice.
Oh no, they like, because they were actually like very accurate in there. Like they actually like drew Australia and Africa on there.
We
did not do that. No, we just marbled it, and it kind of looks like
having worked with fondant tonight. I can't picture being able to have like an accurate looking Australia.
Yeah, like I don't even imagine how they do that.
Yeah.
No. So finally, the drink, Andre. You want?
Yeah. We had some ideas for what we wanted to do for the drink, but had trouble getting the ingredients we needed.
Unfortunately, because that would have been very tasty.
We just were trying to come up with something we would be able to link to this movie, and we were Googling all kinds of stuff, trying to find something that would stick. And
Triple X Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Triple X cocktail. Vin Diesel cocktail recipe. Yeah. Top 10.
But we ended up we found a cocktail called a Diesel. And it's pretty simple. It's half lager, half hard cider.
That's it.
Yeah, well, there is the option to do a super diesel, and that is just adding a shot of vodka. But we did not decide to do that.
How did anyone come up with this?
I encourage
you to. I think, like, here's what happened. Someone was at a bar, and they were pouring a tap, and they tapped the lager, and like, my glass is only half full.
What looks similar to this so I can fool the customer?
Yeah, and the customer liked it a lot, and he's like, what do you call that? And he said diesel. Because Vin Diesel was sitting across from him at the bar.
Oh.
It's the first thing that came to mind.
That works.
Naturally. No, I think you got it slightly wrong. I think as he was handing it to him and he said, what do you call this? Vin Diesel actually walked in the door and he was so shocked and he was just like, Diesel.
Yeah.
And they
like, oh yeah, that's right. That is what it was. Yeah, that's the story.
And fun fact, that bartender and Vin Diesel are still best friends.
Thank goodness.
I know.
Let's be honest. It's such a cute story.
It is.
I like to think about it every so often.
Yeah, kind of reminds you about the good in the world.
I imagine if I placed myself in the shoes of the bartender. Imagine Vin Diesel just walked in shirtless, minus a very large coat. Plus a very large coat.
Yeah.
Made of the fur of 5 sheeps.
1,000 animals. No less than 1,000 animals.
No less. And
wait, 5 sheep and 995 what
other
else?
Animals.
Other animals.
So, other animals. Just other animals. Just a mixture. And then he comes up to me, takes his coat, just oddly enough rubs his coat against my face. And then
coat waterfalls you, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
A coat
that
waterfall. Sounds right. Yeah.
End scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
You know,
that was a beautiful
coat.
If only
Dwayne The Rock Johnson would keep in touch the way Vin Diesel manages to keep in touch with that bartender.
Vin Diesel, really great, actually, keeping in touch with that bartender.
Good friend.
Yeah, we think that Vin Diesel, his character, Dominic Toretto, carries across multiple movies.
He's in
from the Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
It's not just a Fast and Furious character. We actually might have watched the origin story.
So subtext for the audience. If you are having trouble picking up what we are laying down, we're going to talk about Triple X right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, coming out of this film, I think this is the first time when I really wanted to talk to you two about this film.
Yeah.
More than any other film. Oddly enough.
Okay.
Like, there is a lot to say about this film.
Okay. Well, should we just finish talking about how this is Dominic's origin story?
This is his origin story.
Sure. Yeah. So, important history. This movie came out a year after the original The Fast and the Furious.
Mm-hmm.
Both had the same director.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead. So, then a different director did Too Fast, Too Furious, which Vin Diesel wasn't in. I think Vin Diesel said, I want to take this story a different route. I don't like the way director B, you're going with it. I'm going to work with the same director and show my story.
Cool.
But that director wasn't able to get the rights to the name Fast and Furious.
Unfortunately.
So he called it Triple X, working title. And it never got past that. But anyway.
The executive thought the SEO on this will be really good.
Yeah. But the character seemed similar to Dominic Toretto.
Yeah.
The character Xander, except he seemed a little wilder, like he hadn't learned from any mistakes yet.
He's young.
Yeah.
He seemed younger.
He's definitely younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he still has a liking to classic American muscle cars.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene.
So there's that through line.
Yeah, there's a scene where he's looking at 10 different cars, and they specifically have one that's under a blanket, and they pull the blanket off.
This
and
big reveal.
Yeah, and it's this classic American car, and I've never seen Vin Diesel happier in my entire life. He's kind of crossed his arms and got this big grin on his face.
Oh, you.
And I just,
that was a wink at the camera saying, yep, this is supposed to be the car from the Fast and the mm-hmm. Furious movie you just saw last year.
Like, I imagine he hadn't seen that car, and it was actually, it wasn't just a reveal for the audience. It was also a reveal for Vin.
Okay.
And they caught his actual reaction to that, that
you
moment.
You know what? I bet it was the last day of filming, and that was a going away present for him. We got this car. And he
this
was
is yours.
You guys, you shouldn't have.
That was the last day of filming. Then they did all the cool car sequences on the very last day.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because he was in that car for half the movie.
Check out.
That's details.
No, it does. It does. He could have done it all in one day.
That's a lot of shooting.
Yeah.
One take Toretto?
One take Diesel.
One take Diesel.
There's a lot of actors in Hollywood with the nickname One Take.
Yeah, there's a lot of actors in Hollywood.
Imagine that.
The nickname One Take.
So, Dominic Toretto in XXX.
Yeah.
So we thought he has to have a moment in this film that kind of breaks him in a way to where he turns to his family for solace and comfort. And it mm-hmm. kind of like solidifies his need for that comfort and yeah. that family, I guess.
Yeah, like I would say for the majority in this movie, he's at like 40% family. Mm-hmm. And then after that scene, he's at like 100% family.
Yeah.
And
that scene?
We need to talk about that scene.
Yeah.
Which is like, oddly enough, I don't think it was the greatest scene.
No,
like
that scene? No. Okay, so.
But it was the pivotal.
It was,
I want to talk about that scene, but I also have a question I have to ask you guys.
All right, let's hear this
and
question.
I don't think we can talk about this anymore until I ask this question.
Okay.
Because it's been plaguing me.
Burning.
Okay. And it was especially during this scene. I think it was during this scene, actually, when I called out during the movie and I was like, you guys, I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was that moment.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I do not know what the villain's motivation was. Like, I know he was trying to blow up Prague.
Uh-huh.
I can probably say.
I don't know why. And I also don't, I reconciled in my mind that the reason, like, in this scene, he sets off a chemical weapon and kills all the engineers who made it. And I'm pretty sure that's just because he's a psychopath.
If I were to say guns, girls.
Global domination?
Yep.
That's the motivation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But why Prague?
It's close to Russia? Question mark. Not actually, but, like, it's close to Russia.
I think that's where he was able to set up his entire army and base of operations. Yeah. Like, he just had a very large base of operations and a lot of men. Yeah.
He thought, like he found a castle to call his own.
Yeah.
This is my castle.
But also an outpost in the mountain. I think they actually went
to, like, four different castles throughout that movie.
And he had a Prague, like,
I don't remember there being that many cuts.
There's a lot about this film that you don't want to think too deeply about.
Yeah,
he also,
let's be honest.
He had like a recurring, what seemed to be a recurring VIP spot at a club.
Mm-hmm.
He had a
decent
mountain
club
tower.
Too.
He had multiple castles.
Multiple clubs.
Multiple clubs.
He has both the Ramstein.
One of the two. Both.
Club. And a club out of a reconditioned and, like, remanufactured electricity complex, which is, like, that's a pretty dope
Super
place
cool.
to have a club.
Yeah.
It seemed a little unsafe.
That's what makes it cool.
You're talking about the guy who blew up all of his engineers who made the bomb.
That's true.
Which is the scene
that
we think turns, like, Xander Cage into Dominic Toretto.
That's
the scene. Like, oddly enough, he has a very emotional moment about it and sheds a tear.
When all the bad guys die.
Yeah. Yeah. He had been, like, watching the whole scene unfold by, like, using these special binoculars and staring directly at a brick wall.
but hold on. Those...
Like, I wish there was a great character
goggles,
for this.
They had... Their view mode was called penetration mode.
it
was.
That is the
that
most...
Was what
that
they
makes
called
the
immature.
Testing seem so much more inappropriate.
Immature. They spent, like, 5 seconds coming up with that name.
Yeah, so he had the goggles on.
Do you think
and
that one just slipped by? Do you think someone was just like, just call it that for now? And then, like, they never went back and fixed it?
I think they looked at the name of this film and was like, nope, this is perfect.
Penetration, XXX, checks out, cool.
This is good. So I like this.
This is good.
So he had the penetration goggles on. Pointed, and these just look like binoculars, and they are in fact binoculars, and he just has them pointed directly at a brick wall, and we thought about how ridiculous Vin Diesel looked in that scene where he just had a pair of binoculars pointed at the wall, and if the bad guys saw him, like, what they would think, like, they wouldn't even be worried about it.
Hey boss, I think we got this.
Yeah.
We're good here.
We got a problem. You know what? No. I don't think this is going to be a problem.
He's looking at a brick wall with binoculars. We're totally good.
No, he's calling them penetration goggles. I think we got this.
like...
I don't think we've explained that they could actually see through everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
They did penetrate, like, all barriers.
Unless that was all in Vin Diesel's mind. Like, as the main character, he thought they saw through walls.
They're just imagination goggles.
Yeah. If you ever question Vin Diesel's ability to act,
how does the
just
movie...
look back at XXX and his... And his scene in which he uses the penetration goggles.
How does the movie change if we assume that the goggles were just Vin Diesel imagining?
How does he know that Yorgi's as bad of a dude as he is?
He's not as bad. He never blew up everyone.
Vin Diesel just imagined it and like used that as his motivation to take down Ahab in the end.
Speaking of Ahab, segue.
Okay.
Why? Ahab.
Well, because it looks
wait,
like...
Wait. Is Vin Diesel the white whale?
We should explain what Ahab is.
Ahab is a submarine that never goes underwater.
Correct.
No. It looks like a spaceship.
Did they
from
call it a submarine?
Phantom Menace. He does call it a submarine.
But when it goes underwater, that's its undoing. That
he says
like
that
a
is
sound
submarine. Specifically,
I think the line was, it's a submarine... It's a solar-powered submarine. It only has to come out of the water to charge and to deliver presents to all the good boys and girls. I think that was the line.
I think that was it word for word, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Would you like to explain more about that?
Well, the presents for good boys and girls were missiles, but we also...
Naturally.
Yeah. We also... The scene before, Vin Diesel just, like... Before had been a pretty nice guy, and like whenever he had to kill someone, he'd kill him with like a fake bullet that made it look like the person died. And then out of nowhere, he just actually started murdering bad guys.
Like, and Andre, like Andre pipes up, like it's almost like he's like checking his list and making sure who the bad guys and
he knows if you've been bad or good, because some bad guys he just kills, and other ones he like
he knows
uses sleeper darts on. So. And the
whips out this book from his back pocket, like, oh, you're actually good. Let me switch this revolver around.
I need to use the purple bullet instead of the pink or the yellow bullet.
You're okay.
Yeah.
You've got a present coming for you.
Anyway, so, and he also had a great coat, so just a lot of, like, Christmas themes.
With fur detailing.
Which
that, like,
we imagine, like, probably either gets blood splattered enough, or, like, he enters a red dye factory, and then, so, which creates the myth of Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which there is actually just line. Vin Diesel.
There was another Christmas line?
Yeah. Well, they also... The scientists give a present to Yorgi.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning that this is kind of just a Christmas film, right?
Like, maybe it was Christmas. That's why everyone's referencing Christmas so much.
And that's why everyone's wearing heavy coats.
Yeah, yeah.
And...
XXX, the most underrated Christmas film of all time.
Yeah.
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 Screw Die Hard.
I know. Die Hard or XXX? Like, we know what we're going
XXX
with.
XXX might be the new one.
Sorry, but I don't think we answered your question about why he wanted to blow...
No, Ben did. It was global domination.
Yeah, okay.
Guns.
And that's enough of an answer.
Girls. That's enough of an answer for this
Global
movie,
domination.
Yeah.
No,
that's
fine.
Right. Xander Cage.
I thought I was missing something more nuanced, but I don't know
there
why
was,
I thought
it,
that.
Okay.
This
so.
Is
he,
an action.
He ran... Vienna. His army was a group of people called Anarchy 99.
Which, like, they didn't... They mentioned, like, once, and then never again.
Right. So he
Unfortunately, that's a cool name.
He wanted to blow up... He had, like, 10 missiles that were going to blow up 10 different cities, and they were going to fight amongst each other about, like, who blew who up, and then it was going to be Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
99.
Okay.
Really good plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In XXX. Like, kind of...
I'm curious how they made another two movies out of this.
I'm curious how this didn't get an Oscar nomination.
That's, for what?
At least
story?
For stunts.
Best screenplay. Yeah. Best original screenplay.
Also costumes.
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah, costume design was good.
Yeah, I mean, that jacket should have...
Do they give Oscars for stunts? Because the stunts
in this movie,
good. Liana,
In this movie, Leanna, they were not called stunts. They were always referred to as tricks.
That's right.
This is going to be a really big trick.
That's true. He did say that multiple times.
He did.
But I feel like this was, maybe the director was confused and he thought there was an Oscar for tricks because when he showed tricks.
Director being Robert Cohen, also director of Fast and Furious 2001. So like, this clearly comes after.
Yeah, so he was probably like super bummed that like Fast and Furious didn't win anything.
Or take off at that
point. Or take off at that point. So he was like, well, God, I gotta like dial up the tricks then. So
let's get all those tricks out.
And when I say dial up the tricks, I think
211.
I think that there were the same number of tricks.
99 even.
But he showed them, 200% more.
Oh, yeah. He definitely did.
Like for every trick, there were at least, I think at one point I counted one, and he took the same shot and showed it from 10 different angles.
Yeah.
Over like a 2 to 3 second period.
Which, like, oddly enough, I don't remember in the Fast and the Furious, like, having seen that. But, like, in this film, he was like, we need to show this multiple times. Yeah. And there's, like, this specific sequence of events that's, like, the worst for this film.
Yeah.
In that Vin Diesel is on a motorcycle and does multiple jumps, and the director is so in love with what is on screen that he shows those multiple, like, it's just increasing in magnitude of like what those jumps are, but the director is so in love with every single jump that he wants to show them all over and over and over and over again.
It's nice because sometimes you wonder what was left on the cutting room floor. And for this movie, you don't have to wonder that.
Yeah.
Because they used every,
you know, that you guys
every
see it
trick
all.
footage they had made it.
I think there was a couple other scenes or a couple other shots were missing out of those.
No, I think, so I think for the ones like, for example, there's the scene where they are in Colombia and they, he like does, there's like a really great scene where Vin like sees that a truck is like overturned and it basically has turned into a ramp leading up to a roof that he that he can do a trick off of. And so there's like a pause where he like does the calculations and then like takes off.
For the audience specifically.
And I appreciated it.
Yes.
And so he does the trick and they show that like 10 times. And so for that one, I feel like we saw everything. Like the director was like, this scene is so good. I want all of it. Don't cut a thing. And so
we set up 20 cameras and I want all of it.
Every single one. But then there were other ones where like there were a couple explosion scenes where they showed maybe like 2 or 3 different angles.
Not enough in all honesty.
Yeah, and I felt like, oh, that's where they were like, no man, we can't do anymore. Like, that's enough. We can't show any more shots. And the director probably fought them, and unfortunately he lost.
You know another scene where I think the director lost?
Where?
When Vin Diesel takes a platter from a waiter and then grinds down a railing on stairs.
Yeah.
That was such a quick scene. It was cool. But it's like such a quick scene that like I wanted a couple more shots out of it and they just didn't like satisfy me. There wasn't enough.
I wanted more of Xander before he was abducted by the NSA.
Just
was
it
the
NSA? That's,
yeah, it was the NSA.
Yeah, just like establish that he was a well-rounded trick man.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah, because he could snowboard, he could skateboard, he could
kind of
ride a bike. He could, But before he was a spy, all we saw him do was drive a car and parachute.
Yeah,
I didn't know that he could do so many tricks.
That was a pretty awesome scene.
Was
that
cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah,
yeah. He got really mad that the senator wanted to ban violent video games, and so he drove his Corvette off a cliff.
Not to say that senator wasn't a dick.
Yeah.
And they used the word dick very purposefully because Vin Diesel says the word dick probably like 20 times?
Well,
that
name
was the man's name.
Yeah.
And there, it was the man's thing. Specifically, he like, says, like, stop being a dick, dick. And it's like, yeah. Oh, we get the joke.
That would have been a great drinking role if that was
yeah. Yeah, it would have been.
Well, first,
speaking of drinking roles, we didn't cover those.
We did not cover those.
Should we do that real quick? That'll actually reveal a little more about the movie, too.
Yeah, that will. Yeah, let's go with that. And then I kind of want to, like, bring up what you think the sequel, not the threequel that's coming out on January 22nd called Triple X Return of Xander Cage.
Oh, but State of the Union?
I want to see what you guys think State of the Union.
That sounds like a great game.
Is the, like, what's the plot of State of the Union?
Okay.
Or we should just do that now then.
Let's just do that now. I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready. And then we'll do drinking.
Then go. Tell me.
Okay.
What do you, all right, to set this up.
I don't want to know anything about
them. No, don't tell me anything. I just want to tell you what I think it is, and then Andre will tell you, and then you read us a synopsis.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay, so Xander Cage, State of the Union.
Yes.
I think what happens is some sort of international criminals kidnap the president.
Okay. Ooh.
And so, yeah. And I think this series is basic enough that it will involve Xander Cage actually giving a State of the Union. And I think there's a scene where he does it and there's like a...
What's the ending line of his State of the Union address?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm not good at this.
Hang loose, man.
Sure.
Bruh. Yeah, yeah.
He would probably say something like, I'm coming for you, monkeys.
Yeah, he would.
Knowing that this has a PG-13 rating.
Yeah.
He calls a lot of people monkeys.
He does call... So I think he'd be like, I'm coming for you, monkeys. I think that's what it would be.
All
right. I think he gives a State of the Union. I think there are a lot of awesome stunts. Some stunts, I think, that will be in the movie include him... base jumping.
Okay.
I could see parkour because it probably came out around that time.
That is, yes.
Yeah.
I am on board with that. I think you are completely correct.
And definitely a scene where he jumps through fire.
Okay.
Those are my predictions for State of the Union.
Now, Andre, I want to hear plot as well. Lena brought up what extreme sports would be in this film as well.
Yeah. What I think happens is while Xander was off doing spy tricks, Senator Dick became elected president of the United States. Twist.
There you go.
And here's what he did.
No.
He hates Xander.
Oh,
so
yeah, he does.
Dissembled the NSA.
Xander destroyed his Corvette.
Yeah. So Samuel L. Jackson has no power anymore.
Ooh.
But he pulls Xander in. He contacts Xander and he says, We gotta take down the dick.
Uh-huh.
And
he's in like a shadow org.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in a shadow org.
Take down and the dick.
Xander.
That's such a good line. I can see that.
Andre Xander, said that line. I'm just thematically presenting that line.
Xander wasn't going to do it, but then he went to the store to buy Grand Theft Auto 4. I think that would have come out around the time.
Or how about, I've had enough of dick.
Yeah. Maybe we workshop that line a little bit. But it's like something like that. Yeah, so Xander has to take down the dick. And
Go again.
Okay, Xander's got to take down the dick.
He's taking down the dick.
Okay.
No, I want
to. Oh,
you
want me to
you.
Keep going?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So to do it, it's an Olympic year. It's the year that speed walking took off.
Okay. extreme speed walking, I might add.
Right, and Xander walks fast. Like, for some contrived reason, he like becomes part of the Olympics so he can infiltrate, get a gold medal, infiltrate at the highest levels.
Yep. So when they're like standing on the pedestal, he's like up there with some guy who's like also part of the conspiracy.
And the president puts the net medal over his neck and he says,
dicks out of the bag.
Yeah.
Is that the line?
Yeah, that's
did
the line.
Did I get that? Did I workshop that?
That's the line he says.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Glad. I had a couple others and all.
That's the line he says. And then on the big TVs in the Olympic Stadium, they play all this footage that he had been capturing of
dicks out of the bag.
Yeah.
No, I think on the TVs it just says dicks out.
Yes. Yep.
And then there's a lot of confusion around that.
Yep.
Which is appropriate for a triple X movie.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of confusion.
That
sounds right.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So that's roughly it. I don't have the conclusion yet, but I have like enough to like throw some tricks in there, like some good speed walking tricks.
Okay.
And I think you could have like a javelin throw, but there could be like some kind of gadget on it.
One small step for man, one small step for dick's kind? No? I'm still working this. I'm still working on this.
Yeah. I think that's got to be in Return of Xander Cage when he's like has come back from the moon.
Ooh.
You know? That's what the third movie's about.
I hope he goes to the moon.
You know that scene where he like is dropping on his skis? He's dropping all the way from the moon.
He base jumps from the moon.
Oh, like that Red Bull commercial.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, but it sparks.
But from the moon.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Spark sponsors it. They're like even higher than the Red Bull.
Which bankrupts them because they don't have a lot of money. Yeah. So, yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. So
there's some ideas.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good because yours actually ties a pretty good through line between all three movies.
Yeah.
So which mine did not.
Thanks.
So.
Do you want to know what actually happens in XXX?
Yeah, you better tell us because I don't think I'm going to watch it.
So Vin Diesel's not in this film.
What?
So,
what?
First and foremost.
Oh, it's only Ice Cube.
Yeah, so Xander Cage isn't in this film. So it's just Ice Cube.
How was it XXX then?
Is the dick in
it? That remains.
Well, how
to
do you
seen.
Make a Fast and Furious movie?
I mean, there's always a little dick.
I think the same questions people were asking at that time.
That was a really good line. Let me reiterate that.
Okay. Ben had a good line.
There's always a little dick in XXX.
Okay. All right.
That was pretty. Come
on.
No,
it's good. Nice. It is good. It works.
All right. I'm going to argue that in early Fast and the Furious, they didn't really know what it was.
Uh-huh.
And so in the second movie, they thought maybe it was Brian O'Connor. And then they decided, no, it's definitely not that. It's just cars. So they made Tokyo Drift. And then towards the end of it, they were like, wait, this is never going to work if we don't tie it back. So they like threw Vin Diesel in at the last minute.
Yeah.
And then in 4, the birth of like modern Fast and the Furious happened and they got the whole crew together. Yep. And then the crew became what Fast and Furious is.
Which solidifies in Fast 5 and is the franchise we know today.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look forward to Fates of the Furious later this year in June.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, if
there's a submarine in that, now that I think about it.
So,
okay.
XXX, State of the Union, no Xander Cage. So both of your plots are horribly wrong.
Or much better, perhaps.
It probably. Because this has a 16% on Tomatoes, unfortunately. Let me slip into my thematic and cinematic voice for a second. When the government finds out that a group of terrorists has infiltrated its ranks, and the group is being trained by high-ranking official George Deckard, William Defoe, NSA agent Augustus Gibbons, Samuel L. Jackson, hires an ex-con to bring down the nefarious plot. Thinking he can trust no one in the government, Augustus springs Darius Stone, Ice Cube, who once trained under him from prison. Although Darius is a loose cannon, Augustus is convinced he is the only man for the job.
It sounds like they just remade XXX with Ice Cube instead of Vin Diesel.
And the thing is, they infiltrated America instead of the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
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 That's true.
Not saying anything about Ice Cube, but I think this film leaves something to be desired.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Like a huge hole is left in this film.
When was that made?
2005. 4 years after this film.
What made them decide 12 years later to just decide that, like they would bring the franchise back.
Yeah, that's really weird.
And, like, without Ice Cube, but with Vin Diesel.
I think I have an idea on this.
Okay.
You do?
You know how Fast and the Furious is extremely popular and makes a ton of money?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, what if you took, like...
I don't see where you're going with this.
Uh-huh, yeah. What if you took, like, one of the most famous actors in that franchise...
Yeah.
Who's still alive. Sorry, Paul Walker.
Yeah.
May you rest in peace. What if you took the most famous actor in that franchise... and put him in another film very similar to Fast and Furious.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's one key difference.
You could probably make some money after that.
The key difference is it has more tricks and less stunts.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
It also has significantly more women.
Yeah. As far as we can tell.
As far as I can tell.
It remains to be seen, like, how they're actually presented and, like...
Truly.
But, like, from what we've seen... I have a decent amount of confidence in it.
But I think if we had gone back and watched the trailer for the original XXX, I think we only would have seen Yelena.
Because that's kind of all... That's.
And fun fact, I had a time check on this. Yelena, who is, I'm pretty sure, the only named female character in this film.
And there are only two women in this film that speak.
There's three, actually.
Oh, there's a third?
Yeah. So there was the waitress in one of the very early scenes,
and she's only referred to as waitress also.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's Yelena, whose first line comes 40 minutes into this two-hour movie. Yep.
Who also has some badass moments, in all honesty.
Oh, yeah. No, she's legit.
Yeah.
She's very
cool. Like, she saves Vin's life on a couple occasions.
Yeah, there's a great scene that was, it was very reminiscent of Mad Max, actually, where she tells him to put the safety off on his gun, which reminded me of the scene where...
It's like, you don't know how to shoot.
Yeah, Furiosa is just like... Like, I'll do this.
Give me that.
Tom Hardy steps aside and she balances the gun on him.
Yeah, that was definitely inspired by this moment in XXX.
Probably. But the third woman is in the scene where we meet the guy who's like a Q substitute. There's a woman agent and a guy is like hitting on her and she's like squealing about something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like it. It's very like innocuous and like very much in the background.
Is that a line though? Does that count as a line?
She makes sound.
Okay. Because the stripper doesn't make any sound. She's also in the movie though.
So that
I was
like,
counting
plus
lines.
One.
Okay.
Like plus one squealing.
Yeah, I was counting lines, and those are the three that I noticed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Whereas in at least the trailer for the new movie, I think there's at least three women with speaking lines in that.
And, like, probably from what I remember, the majority of the trailer is actually women speaking.
Yeah, that's true. It's, like, mostly Xander's narrated by Ruby Rose.
Like, the first half is, like, definitely men speaking. Everything after that is just women speaking and also kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Vin Diesel is in the first half, a little less so in the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like, hey, he's getting old, so he probably can't do as many
he was looking pretty old
stunts,
actually. Yeah.
But
despite that, I did, this movie was fun to, like, I had a good time.
I had one really fun little tiny scene I noticed that, like,
yes.
It was so
tell
small.
Us about the little tiny
okay, remember that
this
that,
tiny scene.
Do you remember that first man that Vin Diesel murdered? He was like working in the castle.
Yep.
On the wall.
Uh-huh.
And with before they showed
gun nearby.
Before they showed Vin Diesel
he
climbing
takes
up
a
the
quick
wall.
Drink.
It shows the two men up there talking.
Uh-huh.
And their subtitles were, "How's it going? Life is shit. Well, what can you do?" And then the scene moves on.
He just kills that guy.
Poor guy.
That guy.
But he had nothing to live for, apparently.
He was also drinking on the job.
Yeah.
So that definitely validates his death.
But it was such
that
like
that okay.
Such like a small amount of like flavor that they added to those guys' lives.
Like I can both enjoy this film and also recognize that it's not a good film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like no, this would be a better 90-minute film than it is a two-hour film.
Well,
there's whole sections of this
the
film
scene
you
I
could
just
cut off.
Well, not the scene I described.
No, that was a very important
scene. Oh, there
scene.
Was another line I really liked. And it was, like, not the main bad guy, but his, like, number one lieutenant.
The one who's a fan of Xander Cage?
No, the one who has the big sniper gun and is always smoking.
The very, like, typical Eastern European yeah. guy with, like, those kind of features. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He's smoking a cigarette and Xander Cage is like, smoking, I'll kill you someday. And then he's like, I like smoke better than air. If I could, I'd smoke in my sleep. I just thought that was a really good line, too.
But also,
becomes a thing.
Yeah, so, like, that's one of those conversations where you're like, this is a two-hour movie because of conversations like yeah. that. But then later, Vin uses a heat-seeking missile that finds that guy because he's smoking. And the payoff is that Vin says, I told him smoking would kill him someday. And you're yeah. like, yes, okay.
I know, that's like, yeah. that's a great yeah. line. It's like, well clap, done. Clap, 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 yeah. clap, clap, clap.
I don't think that is exactly how heat-seeking missiles work.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I don't think they seek out, like,
Andre,
a cigarette.
That missile is so high-tech that it can... It can detect the smallest signature at the highest temperature in
yeah,
the
entire... Yeah, you know what is, like, a higher temperature than...
Which is probably
your body really is, bad. Like, a much bigger heat signature than a little tiny...
It's but tiny, not ember but it's, hot. It's tiny, but it's intense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's I how
bet,
it works.
Okay. I bet the testing of this missile system was, like, nah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, it didn't hit the guy you wanted, but... That's yeah. fine. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. And real quick, because yeah. I feel like we're probably running out of time.
Yeah, we should probably start wrapping up.
But I want to hit on one last thing.
Yeah.
I want to hit on the tech in this movie.
Ooh.
Because yeah. there was such a variety that it became a little hard towards the end to figure yeah. out what movie I was watching.
Yeah.
Like, Xander Cage is in many, like, he's a trick man, sure. Uh-huh. He is a trick uh-huh. man. But... They also make him out to be a Bond in a way.
Yeah, yeah, which I feel like we should talk to that point a little bit, but continue.
And then so there's a little bit of that because there's definitely that scene where they have like I said earlier, a Q substitute yeah. and they like talk yeah. through the gadgets. And uh-huh. there's literally a scene where Vin has his American Muscle car and his gadgets and he says to him, I want all that in here, and yeah. Q does it. So that's very Bond-like.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they continue that even to the switches in the car.
Yeah.
But
totally. And then there's also Ahab, which is the submarine thing that we talked about.
Which
looks very like kind of 40s sci-fi.
Yeah,
right.
But also like 2000 sci-fi because like it kind of looked like it could fit in the Phantom Menace.
I could see that. Yeah, that's right. So either like 2000s futuristic yep. or yep. like
40s.
Like 40s Bond yeah. maybe something yes. like that. Like it had like a retro look to it.
Yeah.
And so
which I'm sure they were like going for but like also kind of weird.
And yeah, like, and there were yeah, it was very weird. And the last part was the, like, chemical weapons that it had
yeah.
Mm-hmm. kind of reminded me of in Spider-Man, the one with Tobey Maguire,
uh-huh.
where the Green Goblin, like, is, like, when he becomes a Green Goblin, he uh-huh. does it through those, like, tubes with green stuff that, like, emit smoke.
Yeah.
So you've got, like, Trick Man, Bond, 1940s or... early 2000 sci-fi yeah. and to me
yeah superhero. I did feel some of that like when they went into the lab and they saw the future spacecraft submarine we yeah. were all like this movie just feels really different now
yeah. like we even commented that it kind of feels like a Star Wars or like a Star Trek film
yeah, yeah.
it's like
yeah
here's the hangar with all those futuristic starships and here's people working on it
it was yeah. really funny and it was funny seeing Vin Diesel in that setting too
yeah, yeah.
There is one scene that I really want to comment on and like talk about in which it both references the Bond aesthetic they were going for, but it's like, I think the quick description of this film is like, Bond with an extreme twist.
Yeah.
And to that point, there's a moment when they're in his GTO and I will call her a sidekick because
Yelena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She kind of ends up taking that role.
Yeah, especially in that scene.
Yeah, she's flipping.
Although she does end up driving the car for a while.
She does. She flips through a manual that is handwritten that includes everything that Vin Diesel put into the car.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of a nice moment because it's like, because Vin Diesel like overthought and like wanted all that in the car, it makes it difficult for him to actually control it.
Yeah.
And it's like a nice twist on that concept.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. It was over-engineered really, and no one could figure out how to use it.
Yeah.
I really love that.
And I it's really like one that of those too, moments actually.
That like really twists that Bond concept.
Yeah.
And it's so excessive and so, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's like,
cause you see,
yes, this is actually what you were going for in this
you
film.
See the car with all the lights and switches and stuff, and you're like, God, that is so ridiculous. But then he can't figure out how to use it.
Yes.
And he, like, flips and switches, and they don't do the things he wants them to
do. Like, there's a point where he's like, turn on the missiles, and she accidentally, like, ignites the flamethrower. Yes.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, that would totally happen if you had no idea what you were doing, and you're just pressing buttons and flipping through a handwritten manual.
And, like, it totally comments on Bond in that, like, Bond just gets into these new cars that, like, just have all these, and just knows.
And
that, like, the car still looks like a normal car despite having all these functions and all these abilities.
In many ways, Xander Cage is like a superhero. The same way Dominic Toretto is in Fast and the Furious, in that he, like, he takes risks, he's successful, like, he saves the day. But in this one, it's like he's a really accessible superhero because it almost makes you trust his skill more by seeing him like struggle with this manual, like figuring out this car.
Yeah, he's a
trick. It was such a good scene.
He's a trick man. Like
he's a good trick man.
He's not a tech man.
He likes he likes to think that he's a tech man and that he like can handle that.
Yeah,
but he clearly has no
aptitude
for technology.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
I think he peaks with the penetration goggles.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Which peaks. May not even be a thing. We're still not convinced that those exist.
Yeah.
They could have been made up.
Also that scene when he actually uses the penetration goggles for the first time.
It's so much worse now that I know they're called penetration goggles.
Well,
you know.
On that note.
You win some, you lose some.
On that note. Let's wrap it up with quick final thoughts. Maybe, like, attach a percentage to this film. But let's hear it.
Such a Ben way of rating movies.
I know. You don't have to rate it that way.
Okay.
But if you want to satisfy me, XXX.
Yeah, that's a good rating for it. I liked it a lot more than I thought I would.
One out of three X's. How many X's is this film?
Ooh. I think it's two X's. It's Dos Equis.
It's the XX, which just came out an album.
Yeah.
Out an album. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
But like, kind of like low key.
Well, this movie wasn't low key, but it was like,
Has its hits.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Like, it was entertaining to watch. I thought it was going to be really painful, but it was a pretty decent action movie. It was like very hollow and kind of cheesy, but
which we
some good stunts.
Like.
Some I'm sorry tricks. I enjoyed it. Dos Equis. Yeah.
I think there's to continue with your thought. I agree. It was Dos Equis. I think because we sometimes get really hung up on movies that are simple, that make a lot of mistakes that bother us, and this movie makes a lot of those same mistakes, but I think because I like that word hollow, I think because it's so hollow, I don't get as hung up on them because I'm just like, it's not great that there's not a lot of female characters in this film, but this film also wasn't trying to be anything. Like, it's just an action movie. It's a Vin Diesel movie.
Yeah.
Which like, doesn't excuse it, but like,
no, but
you can, like, you
I guess it's easier to look past.
Yeah.
And, like, it's easier for me to, like, kind of, like, I acknowledge that, I see that, but I'm still able to, like, have a good time and laugh at it and, like, appreciate the moments in the film where it's still fun to watch.
Yep.
But, yeah, I would give it a solid Dos Equis. I think Vin Diesel was perfectly cast.
Yeah.
He was perfect for this role and, like, anyone else
I don't know if
this...
he still is. He was, like, as a young man...
I think that's why they bring in a team to help him.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to double down on that Dos Equis rating.
Yeah.
And say that, like, this, as I'm watching it, I can recognize this isn't a good film.
Yeah.
But I'm still having a pretty good time with it.
Yeah.
And, like, I can see the brief that they wrote about this film, and was like, this is what we're going to, and what they sold through. And they didn't totally hit on that target, but, like,
girls, guns,
global domination. I think that kind of closes out this podcast pretty much.
Yeah.
We are Munch. We have a website in which we have a post that will show you the photos of the food we took for this movie. And you can find that at getmunchedup.com. We are on Twitter, which is at getmunchedup. We are getmunchedup on Instagram.
And we post more photos there that we don't necessarily put on the blog.
Yes.
So it's a good place to see some of the photos that didn't quite make the final round.
Yep.
Yep.
And while we're cooking, we try to post some behind the scenes stuff.
Instagram stories.
Yeah. You can see us taking the oyster shooters or cutting yolks open and lots of other crazy things.
Really good tricks.
Yes.
So really good tricks.
Really good tricks.
And shows how off the cuff we do all this stuff.
Yeah.
But we enjoy it. We have a good time with it. And so to close out, if you were an extreme sports star, what would your extreme sport be? Andre.
Man. I'd want to do, like, skydiving or something. Ooh, like, really
that'd
cool,
be good.
Fun. Yeah, it feels like flying. Yeah.
Andre Skydiver Wyatt over there. Leanna. Yep.
Figure skating.
Figure skating.
Because extreme, my boots would also be weapons.
Extreme. Oh.
Okay, if you put it that way.
Yeah, like, if I was in the movie would take place in, like, Antarctica, Russia, like, very cold places.
I feel like that would be great if we were watching Blades of Glory next, and that could just segue into that. But
Blades,
like,
of Gory.
Or what was that movie that I didn't like, but you liked, and it had that girl with, like, knives for feet, and they didn't ever, like, explain it, she just had them?
I know the one you're talking about. King, Samuel L. Jackson was in that game.
Kingsman. Which they're making a sequel of.
God,
it was an okay film. I didn't love it.
I didn't like it.
Anyway. Ben, what about you?
I would like to think I'd be, like, a kick-ass skateboarder.
Yeah, okay.
I've played some Tony Hawk Pro Skater in my
life. Oh, yeah. You're halfway there. You're halfway there.
So great. Yeah, like, basically.
Yeah.
Just give me a skateboard right now. Let me bang out a 900. We'll call it a night.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So that's Munch.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Have a good day.